legs upon the Stourbridge Canal. I work the flight at Wordsley in the keeper's house I dwell. Contented 34 years, my salary for to earn, till the day that I saw Rosie from the bridge at Wordsley turn. Now she had come from Banbury to work for Stourbridge Glass, and on her way to Dudley Town my cottage she would pass. And I'd help her up the hillside with the morning sun above. By the time the sunset came and she returned, I was in love. But Rosie had a master who was cruel and severe. He treated her so badly that her misery was clear. And as my love for her grew stronger, so I knew what had to be. I would take my Rosie from him, and together we would flee. So it was many hours past midnight that I crept down to the dock. The watchman, he was sleeping, so I quietly picked the lock. And her master still out drinking, there was Rosie all alone. And it's gently I caressed her, now I had her for my own. I quietly released her ropes and pushed her from the side. And I towed her to the corner where the darkness did us hide. And I started up her engine and I pushed her into gear. And for Tewkesbury we sailed away beneath the stars so clear. But despite my joy and happiness, I knew it could not last. We reached the Severn early, but the news had travelled fast. And the police were waiting for us as through Stourport we did sail. And they took my Rosie from me and they locked me in the jail. So now I am an old man, I still work the Stourbridge flight. A narrow boat still pass me in the day and in the night. But Rosie, she's gone back to Carrickpole, to Banbury Cross. And she's left me here lamenting for the love that I have lost.